This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week
from the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答，我是 Helen。今天特意请我的同事 Sean 来到节目现场。Sean 是英语老师，有很多年的教学经验。
Hello, thanks for asking me to join the program.
好，让我们来回答黄小刚同学给我们发来的问题。这是个很多人都关心和关注的问题。
Hello, I'd like to know how I can improve my vocabulary. Thanks.
怎样增加词汇量 ？Vocabulary， 这可真的是英语学习中最重要也是最困难的问题。What do you suggest, Sean, in your experience of teaching?
My immediate response would be to read as much and as broadly as possible. This is perhaps the most reliable way of increasing your vocabulary.
虽然很多人都知道阅读 reading 的重要性，但正如 Sean 所说，我们要尽可能多的和尽可能广泛的去阅读 read as broadly as possible， 不能局限。Sean, could you just give us a few examples?
Sure.I would suggest reading novels to start with, even children's classic novels. These are usually fairly short, have large prints, and are written in simple, clear English. They are usually funny, uplifting, and full of vocabulary that we can use in daily conversations and writing.
Sean 建议我们从小说甚至是儿童小说读起。由于儿童小说一般篇幅较短，遣词造句很简单，字也印得较大，但是却生动有趣。而且是日常生活和书写中要用到的最基础和最基本的词汇。我相信当我们和英国人聊天的时候，这还能给我们提供良好的素材和话题呢。
As you read a novel, keep a list of new words you see and also notice how they are used in a sentence, so they make sense to you. Then you have a much better chance of remembering them and using them correctly.
在阅读的时候把新单词写下来，同时要注意那个包含这个新词的句子。这个句子中的单词的用法将对你记忆它起到很好的帮助作用。从语境和语感中来学习和记忆单词，无疑是最有效最持久的方法。
And don't forget to write a sentence of your own using the new words.
同时要用这些新单词造出你自己的句子啊。这一条好像很难。但是只要坚持，你就会发现，功夫不负有心人。
Apart from novels, newspapers and magazines are also a great way of learning new words, idioms and expressions. You can also see the different styles of writing.
除了小说之外，阅读报纸、杂志也是学习新单词的好方式，尤其是对学习和了解习惯用语和短语。当然，你还能够感受到不同的写作风格的魅力。我个人的体会是从报纸和杂志上能学到不少时尚的词汇，让自己不至于落伍和 bail out。现在不少报纸和杂志都有网上版本，所以下载也很方便。
Maybe set some targets so you know you've got goals. For example, read something every day and make notes on 10 words. If you do it consistently for a week, you can reward yourself.
好建议，给自己设定目标并鼓励。激励自己达到目标，比如每天读一篇文章，写出十个新单词的句子和笔记。如果能坚持一周下来，那就给自己一个奖励，怎么样
？There are also many free apps or websites that offer vocab tests and games. Have a look and try out a few. There are bound to be some that suit you.
Absolutely， 在互联网和 App 上似乎无所不有。找一款适合你的或者你喜欢的单词游戏和单词测验的 App。应该并不是件难事儿。我们的网站 www.bbclearningenglish.com 上就有很多单词学习的内容，欢迎大家浏览。
And don't forget to use the words that you have learned regularly. For example, you could write stories of your own. Or at the very least, make sure you read your notes frequently.
当然，只有运用才能让沉睡的单词变得鲜活，才能巩固你对它的理解和记忆。在你实在没有时间定期运用它们写些短文的情况下，你至少要坚持定期去阅读你的关于新单词的一些笔记。好，希望 Sean 的建议能够给你一些启迪和帮助，但真正实现它还是要靠你的意志和动力。
Thank you, Sean, for sharing your tips with us today.
You're welcome.
在这里也非常感谢黄小刚同学的提问。如果大家有任何英语问题，欢迎和我们联系。我们的邮箱是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。 感谢收听，我们下次节目再见。
Question and answer of the week
from the BBC.